So this is an update about legislation that actually was enacted and will become part of our plan document starting January 1 of 2015. Three of the four bills that I have in the memo you've already heard about. Two of them are compliance language. The first one listed AB 2473. That's a federal law compliance legislation that added to the SURL provisions that comply with the IRS regulations and rules. AB 2474 is a reaction to PEPRA and some clarifying language there. The last bill that is mentioned.
Can I stop you there?
Yes.
What is the vested time limit on a county employee
in our system?
This PEPRA retirement, is it? It's 5 years. Okay. And what about what about legacy employees? What was theirs?
10.
So PEPRA members, you only have to be here 5 years to be vested?
Mm-hmm. You're not vested to a whole lot, but you're vested.
That's well, it's just, why do they go backwards?
In the final 3 years of your app, not one.
So AB 1824, we haven't had a chance to discuss, I think, at the board level. That was enacted recently, and that is an optional provision in the 37 Act. It is only applicable to a system if the Board of Retirement adopts it. And what it is designed to do is to allow folks who are already in retired status to change their optional settlement election that they made when they retired, but they can only do that under very limited situations and meet some conditions. And one of the conditions is that their designated beneficiary has to agree and sign off on that change. It's designed to allow retirees to provide for benefits for their current spouse.
So in layman's terms, I'm married, I retire, my wife and I divorce. 5 years later, I meet somebody else. I decide I want to give that person my retirement. I go back to my original wife and say, you need to sign this off.
And then I can give
the new money to my current wife.
Let's talk about your death benefits, which is what comes next.
And still be alive after you do.
Talk about shooting the moon.
Okay.
So that is correct. In our system, because our board adopted the expanded definition of an eligible surviving spouse in 2000, we wouldn't have very many situations where that would be helpful for someone. What this is designed to do is if someone retired prior to that date, prior to 2000, and wants to now provide this benefit to their very new current spouse, then that would be...
If the old spouse died, I'm not trying to be...
No.
You can't get them to sign, so they can designate a new spouse under whatever. That's already allowable. Or a new beneficiary is my...
Well, the spousal continuance actually is not something that happens by designation. It's when the retiree dies, if there's a surviving spouse, then they are eligible for the continuance.
I gotcha. But, okay, now I'm a retired person and my spouse, who I had designated as my continuing person, dies. I can now designate a new person. Or can I?
You can designate a beneficiary.
That's right.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Who could be the new spouse? Gotcha. Not that I have to worry about these things.
I
want to be clear on what Karen's just talking about. I retire. My current wife is my beneficiary. She passes away the second year of retirement. The fifth year of retirement, I decide I want to get married. I marry somebody else, and I want to make that person my beneficiary. The original agreement was my first wife who has passed. I can make my second wife the beneficiary?
You can change your beneficiary, yes. That's one type of benefit. The other type of benefit is if you're married at the time of death, then regardless of the designation of the beneficiary, if that person qualifies as an eligible surviving spouse, they would then be eligible to receive the surviving spouse continuance.
So I can leave it with somebody else.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You ask one more question on this subject, we're all.
But you better be over.
Start getting nervous.
No.
Hey, Jerry, she better be over 55.
Right. I know this guy.
She's got to be older than 55.
Better be over 55.
That's right.
So this section is not operable yet until after the 1st of January, and again, it's not operable unless the board adopts it. So we will bring this back to the board once it's an available option.
Okay.